I received the blessing in Aramaic rather than English. It was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. She made Baba, Bron, Brocha, Kosha, Ha'alacha, Amen. Good morning, everybody. Many blessings to you. It's very strange for me being here on Remembrance Day in Guildford. It's the first time in 13 years that I haven't been in a war zone for Remembrance Day. So, with our soldiers, wherever I've been, whether American or British, it's always been a very meaningful occasion. And today, here I am in Guildford, just down the road from where I live in England. Not that I live here very much at all. But the Archdeacon did say to me, as we were preparing to come in, I used to be a canon with him at Coventry Cathedral, heading up the International Centre for Reconciliation. He said, Andrew, I never forget the day when we were talking about buying something to do with prayer at the cathedral, and you said, by the way, I need some more Kalashnikovs. So it slightly shows the place I'm coming from. Like so many of our military here, we realize that they are not about war. They are about fighting for peace. I might not see myself about war because I'm also involved in that passionate fight to find peace and wholeness and security, to bring healing to a broken world. And that is what our military are also trying to do. And today, once a year, we remember those who have gone before, those who have given everything so that we might have what we have. We do not forget what they gave for us. We do not forget that they will grow not old like we grow old, that age shall not weary them, or the years condemn. Because at the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them, and we will continue our struggle to try and find peace. You graciously prayed for the situations in Syria and Iraq. And tomorrow I will return to my people in the Middle East caught up in tragedy. They do not know what will happen to them tomorrow. They do not know what their future holds. What we do is assure them that we will not stop fighting for them to know peace. You see, part of peacemaking is working with those involved in war making. There is no future if we cannot get the people who are so negative to come together and try and find peace. Some of you may have seen me on television this week or in the newspaper articles, and they honed in on one more negative thing. I invited some of the leaders of ISIS to come and have dinner with me. You know, it's a very nice thing to do. When you meet, you eat. And they said, Abuna, Father, yes, we will come, but we need to warn you, we'll chop your head off. So I didn't push it any further. I thought that was enough. My head might not be perfect, but at least it works. So we continue to struggle. We acknowledge that we have to be involved in the fight for peace, as the military who are here today all are ardently fighting for peace. And part of fighting for peace is overcoming war and terror and evil. The Archdeacon and I remember that 75 years ago, this week, Coventry Cathedral was bombed. And yet the dean of the time did not say, we will go back and fight. He said two words, Father, forgive. And people said, why haven't you said, Father, forgive them for what they have done? And he said, we all need to be forgiven. Yes, Remembrance Day tells us all that without the Lord God Almighty, we do not know where we are going either. Without him, we have no future. And so, we say, Father, forgive. Father, forgive us. Father, forgive a broken world. Father, enable us to be a channel for reconciliation. My work, my life, is running the foundation for reconciliation in the Middle East. And that is a hard task, trying to bring peace to this most broken world. And what you are doing here this morning is about bringing peace. What you, the choir, and I must say, you're a pretty good choir. I like you. As I was coming out, I had a very good idea. I said to the choir, will you come to Baghdad with me? And all of you said yes, didn't you? So, I think we have a deal, Mrs. Dean, or Miss Dean, or Madam Dean, or whatever we call a female dean. I've never had one. So I don't know. I'm learning. What do you call you, Dean? Madam Dean. Thank you, Madam Dean. I like your choir. I like your people. And I like the fact that soon and very soon, they'll be with us. If you're not with me in person, you can be with me in prayer. And as you sing and lead worship, you lead prayer to our Almighty Father, that we indeed may come to that place of wholeness, peace and forgiveness. And so my prayer for all of you today is that we may stand with our forces on this Remembrance Day, and on this day when we remember the veterans from around the world. We pray that God may be with you, that the church may be behind you, the church as the voice of God. So often people say, how on earth can you do these remembrance ceremonies? Aren't you supposed to be about peace? We are about supporting our people who fight for peace. The military is not about just fighting wars. It's about fighting for peace. Is that true? You agree? Good. Okay then, that's enough. I'll shut up now. Pray for peace. Do not give in. Great things will come. And I must say, Madam Dean, I rather like your cathedral. Last Sunday, I was preaching at St. Paul's Cathedral. You know that little one in London? Nothing compared to this. Bye!